This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I just had enough. I mean, I am so gosh darn sick of this. I have had enough. I mean, I am trying to prep for my show. Obviously, you guys are waiting to hear some life-changing, earth-shattering news, okay, medical news, and all the headlines are surrounded around Melania Trump's possible plagiarism of Michelle Obama's 2008 speech at the Democratic National Convention. I mean, this is ridiculous. Right now, go on your internet, and all of it is surrounding that. We have people being shot in the streets and being, you know, stabbed and macheted and run over by trucks in this world, and all America could care about is Melania Trump's speech sounding eerily similar to Michelle Obama. Well, I mean, okay, I got news for you guys. All these flipping political speeches sound the same anyway. They all say the same thing. I could run for office today and be accused and probably thrown in jail, depending on the administration, for plagiarizing any of the prior president's speeches, and the only reason why that would happen to me is because I'm saying the same thing. Hope, change, family, values, love, America, country. They're the same words. These are the same phrases, the same sound bites everybody always uses. And let's say Melania Trump was sitting there going, okay, I don't know what the heck to say for 1,400 words or however long it was. All right. Well, what do people expect from a first lady? Okay. And it's stereotypical. It's a shame. But nobody wants to hear a first lady, you know, get up there and talk about national security and military and economy. They want the first lady to talk about family values and kids, etc. All the first ladies do something for kids, for education, and good for Michelle Obama with the get off your butt campaign or whatever that was. I mean, you know, good for her. And I love the work of first ladies, but they all seem to center around, you know, domestic family type issues. So of course, Mrs. Trump is not going to be up there talking about what her husband talks about. She has to be a contrast, and so she's going to talk about family. She's going to talk about her upbringing. She's going to talk about, you know, your bond being what you, everybody says that. Your word is your bond. We say that all the time. And if she did have to use Michelle Obama's speech, that's a compliment to Michelle Obama. That's a compliment. That means Michelle Obama's speech was good enough and that good to want to replicate part of it. All right? And I mean, maybe Melania, if that did happen, could have said, you know what, in the great words of Michelle Obama. But this is my point, okay? All these political speeches are the same. I didn't watch most of the Democrat, Fixer Radio's people. Yeah, that's why I didn't watch it, because I was having technical difficulties. I didn't watch a Republican National Convention because I didn't have time. I knew I would get the bits and pieces. I thought I would get the important bits and pieces that were, all I got today was the whole Melania Trump controversy. Guys, we got bigger fish to fry. I mean, we are on the verge of civil war in this country. And I don't know how the hell we got here when we had decades and decades of progress, or what appeared to be progress. And now we have, you know, almost every day somebody getting killed. In terms of our first responders, and we have killings, in neighborhoods that still don't have the protection and the resources they need. We have the worst healthcare system ever. We have an economy that is on the verge of going into a depression. And I know many of you guys don't believe it, but I see what's coming. There's going to be a little bit of a bubble, and then it is going to burst. And all the news could talk about is this whole, you know, quote unquote, is Melania Trump's speech cribbed? Give us a break. We look like idiots. Other countries are looking at us like idiots. Our national headline should be how we are unifying America, how we are unifying this country, and how we are going to not break apart. All right. But that's not the message. So that's all I'm going to say on that, because we got some big news to talk about.
Dahlia for president.
Yeah. Huh? I know. Yeah. Amen to that. The problem is I'll be in trouble for plagiarism. My speech will be like, and all the Toms in the world, I am here for you.
There you go.
I will bring change.
Plagiarism or not, you just got my vote.
Yeah, see, that's all you have to say. The best movie I liked was, in terms of this, was The Distinguished Gentleman, where Eddie Murphy was doing a speech, and he basically goes, and in conclusion, all he does is, you know, say, live free or die, and, you know, it's not what your country could do for you. And he just says, the most famous bits of famous speeches, and in the end he goes, and in conclusion, read my lips. And everybody claps, and the speech didn't even say anything. So I can't run for office, because if I have to talk like that, I'll be plagiarizing every president's speech out there. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So important news today is Chick-fil-A, okay? We got Chick-fil-A in the news. Apparently Chick-fil-A people are not happy with the menu changes. I guess the Chick-fil-A is not going to be serving. Hey, look, if Melania Trump and this Michelle Obama crib plagiarism gate is all over the news, I could talk about Chick-fil-A. Apparently Chick-fil-A has been making some changes, and the restaurant is no longer offering the spicy chicken biscuit at many locations. Instead, it's going to feature an egg white grill. By the way, you got to try the egg white, like McMuffin. Egg whites are kind of yummy. All right, so anyway, it's a lower-calorie option where there's a chicken breast, a grilled egg white, and American cheese on a multi-grain English muffin. Will help you poop, and it has three of the four food groups. That's kind of good. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or
or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of my favorite products that I use very frequently is my Sacral Wedgie. And I can't do it justice, which is why we are honored to again have Sandy from Sacral Wedgie on with us. Tell us a little bit more about why we need this. Sandy, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great, Doc. It's always good to be on the show. And the reason everybody needs this is balance. Your show has been a lot about balance, talking about hormone balance and then athletes. And that's where the whole thing started, was in sports. But, you know, runners, we're talking about all the sports coming up. But there's not an athlete on the face of the earth that doesn't need to be relaxing on this to keep balance in the center of the body.
Exactly.
And that's where this whole thing started, was with my dad. using his hand to hold the sacrum. It's an old osteopath technique, and he actually started doing this back in the late 50s. So, you know, I was 10 years old when this whole journey started. And little did I know, 25 years I've been doing this now, that it would lead to just helping so many people. And he just knew that he got such great results by holding the sacrum for about 20 minutes on these big athletes. They just kept coming back to him, you know, "Coach, can you do that again?" And then it was, "Can you come help my wife?" And he said, "There's just got to be an easier way to do this." And his main concern was that you would have something to do at home by yourself. So that's where the whole thing started, was him just being so concerned about people being able to help themselves on their own. And so we started in sports. We started with runners. We did all the big road races, Peachtree, Honolulu Marathon, Los Angeles Marathon, Flint, Michigan, the Bobby Krim race. I mean, we traveled and did all of the races and kept meeting therapists, and they would go like, "What are you doing here? Why aren't you at the massage therapy conference?" And mm-hmm. So we started doing that, and now I'm a CE provider and teach the therapist that you don't have to work so hard. I'll actually be 1st of August in Atlantic City at the World Massage Festival. I have a full CE class there, but it is open to the public. Anybody can come in and meet all the other therapists. There's a lot of vendors. It's really a lot of fun. It's a great conference.
That's good, good.
I'll have a class there, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Gosh. I mean, to be able to be up close and, you know, learning this. One key thing that you said is being able to do something yourself. You know, I'm a doctor, and so, you know, I could, you know, I've taken off, you know, abnormal moles on myself. I've extracted an ingrown toenail on myself. But there's a lot of things I cannot do on my own. And, you know, I'm married to Dr. Corey Wax, who's a chiropractor, and I teach at an osteopathic school at Touro University. And the one thing that I wish I could do on myself, which I can't, is osteopathic manipulation or chiropractic manipulation. And something like this, you know, I mean, allows you some autonomy and some independence in being able to, like you said, maintain your balance and maintain your back health. Describe for the listeners what a sacral wedgie is.
Well, it mimics that technique of holding the sacrum. It's there's a male and a female version because of the difference in our anatomy. The male sacrum is a little bit more narrow, a little bit longer. Female sacrum a little shorter and a little wider. And the variable there is some women that are taller have a longer, more narrow frame or may not have given birth or a little bit more comfortable on the male version. So it just allows you to relax on this on your own. And we do always put support under the neck, real close to the shoulders. We actually need the weight of the head draping over that roll. You end up with a dual traction. It's a natural traction with the top with the roll and the bottom of the spine with the sacral wedgie. So you have both ends in a stable, neutral position, and everything just, it kind of has no choice but to slowly return to balance. Now, some people get some really fast results. I worked with a gentleman at a show. I was just in Baton Rouge at the Louisiana Massage Therapy Conference, and one of the vendor's husband had sciatica and pain in walking for 8 years, and I got him on the table and just showed him how to use it, did some gentle stretching, and he got up and started walking around, and I didn't see him for a while, and he came back. I said, "Are you okay?" He said, he just kept smiling. He's going like, "You know, I haven't felt pain-free in so many years. I actually have to get used to how that feels." So for 3 days, every time he'd come by my booth, he said, "I have to hug you again." But it was just like 8 years, and after just a couple of times on this, hips relaxed, piriformis muscle, let's go of the nerve, and, you know, so now he's got something to use daily. Right. To keep this from happening again.
And very portable, I might add. For those who are joining us, we're talking to Sandy from Sacral Wedgie. You can visit their website at sacralwedgie.com. And so it's something you can travel with. It's something portable. Pregnant women can use it, too. I believe you have indications for pregnant women.
Well, I actually did a midwifery conference not too long ago, and of course they can only lay on their back for so long. Of course, I had three kids, didn't know that, you know, all the new rules and everything. But
yeah.
Their best relief sometimes further during the pregnancy is you can actually sit on the sacroegie traveling. So for them, you just put it flat in the seat. I use it traveling everywhere. It supports the center of the body. We're sitting in soft bucket seats now compared to the old-timey seats that actually were very firm or actually had a rise in the center of it. That is the way our anatomy is. You sit on the ischial tuberosity, the sit bones. There's a space under the end of the coccyx. So with the sacroegie, you're filling in that space. You're stopping the drop. It's all about the posture and balance. It keeps you sitting up real good and straight. So for a pregnancy, as you get further along, that nerve will get involved. So one doctor even told me one time, he said, that's really the only way you can lift the baby up off the nerve, you know, safely. So after giving birth, you start using this pretty quick, and everything really returns to proper balance much faster. We do a pelvic tilt. It's the last move you want to make while you're on the sacroegie, and you just really flatten the small of the back, and it stretches the lumbar, the psoas muscle. So, you know, we're creatures of balance.
Exactly.
If we're chemically out of balance, you're going to have a symptom. Physically out of balance, you're going to have a symptom. So, you know,
let's just get
posture good and balanced and line up and let the symptoms resolve themselves.
So, you know, one of our listeners had noticed that the sacroegie helps knee pain, and this is going to, you know, this is going to segue nicely, all right? Because of the lack of balance, many people start having issues with knees, hips, feet, etc. So, if you could reiterate, how does sacroegie help knee pain?
Well, the longest muscle in your body starts at the hip and travels across the thigh, and the weakest point inserts right below the knee joint, right on the inside. You can take your thumb even and find that insertion point. And then in the back, the second longest muscle, the gracilis, attaches once again from the hip to behind the knee, right below the joint. And on the side, you've got the IT band, hip to below the knee. So the poor knee, inside, outside, and back, with origin in the hip. If your hips are out of balance, of course, you're going to have knee pain, and we sit so much, you have told these muscles you are shorter and tighter. So you got to open up, relax, and balance, and get back in proper alignment.
Besides knee pain, what else does the sacroegie help with?
Well, some of this transfers up into the shoulders, too. I mean, the erector spinae, very long muscle from the sacrum up into the neck and the shoulders. You've got to balance the center of the body first, and it goes up into the shoulders and down into the legs and the feet. The sciatic nerve ends in the foot, so it's called referred pain. You're going to feel it any number of places whenever your body is out of balance. So, you know, and it's hard for some people just to relax. You have to do it a good 20 minutes, and sometimes it takes some time. I've got a recent letter from one lady that, you know, she first started out, we've been emailing back and forth, and it really hurt her in the beginning, and she had trouble, you know, really relaxing on it. And she actually said, you keep saying relax, I don't really know what that feels like. So I just got an email. She had been using it a month. I said, just stick with it every day. Do as much as you can and graduate. There's an elevation pad that you sit the sacroegie on top of to lift. And the recent email, she said, it's been nearly a month and I'm doing quite a bit better. I now look forward to the 20-minute daily relaxation,
awesome,
gentle routine on the sacroegie, getting through my days and nights with less pain than I've had in a very long time.
How can people get them in our last few seconds? How can people get a sacroegie?
Well, call the office, 1-800-737-9295, or the website, sacroegie.com, sacroegie.com. There's a video, there's instructions, but mostly you just lie there and take a nap.
Sandy, you are wonderful. Thank you for teaching us so much. We'll definitely have you back. Thank you again.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is
Dahlia speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Rebel up, all right, guys. We are rebel up, all right, guys. I gotta do it right. Rebel up. We are ready. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, you know, when everybody talks about this amazing doctor did this and this amazing doctor did that, and nobody ever talks about Dr. Dahlia. I mean, really, people. So I guess, you know, everybody in the news has been talking about the Cubs team doctor and how amazing he is. And I'm like, okay, yeah, he's a smart guy, okay, but, you know, we've all kind of done this, but he's the one that gets all the quant. Well, that's all right. It's all right. It's all right. You know what? He's a good doctor. Good for him. But, boy, you guys are so mean to me. Anyway, I guess Cubs pitcher Jason Hammel had to, I guess, leave a start earlier this month because he had muscle cramps in his pitching hand. And I guess they were able to correct the situation when Cubs team doctor told him eat potato chips. So he's been eating potato chips, and now he's doing amazing. Why? Because potato chips have potassium and they have salt. On Saturday, Hammel held the Rangers to one run on three hits over six innings of the Cubs 3-1 win, and he munched on potato chips during innings, between innings in the tunnel to the dugout. I guess because you're not allowed to eat in the dugout. I don't know. I think you're allowed to spit tobacco you chew, but I don't think you're allowed to eat potato chips. He said, for my cramps, it's a chronic thing, the doctor said. Potato chips, because they have a lot of potassium and the sea salt helps retain water. So I focused on that over the break and ate a lot of potato chips. And I think it turned out pretty well. Potato chip prescription, that's what I'm going to try to go with. He says, meanwhile, my doctor tells me to eat fewer potato chips because it, or, oh, this is the person writing it, because, of course, the fat, you know, content, the carbohydrate content, and, again, the salt content. But, you see, you know, we always talked about eating bananas, taking in salt, high potassium content in potatoes, but we as doctors have to be very, very careful telling people to go and munch down potato chips because all of a sudden they start having high cholesterol, we get in trouble. So the team doctor is correct about potato chips being high in potassium. And he is 100% correct. Salt helps cramps as well. The water retention is wonderful. But unfortunately, this isn't something that everybody's doctor is going to prescribe. All right. First, if you're out there playing baseball, okay, and in the dead of the heat, you're going to be dehydrated. We do not tell you to eat salty foods when you're dehydrated, if you cannot take in or consume as much fluid. Okay, next, again, we want to make sure that you keep your fat content down, want to make sure your salt content is down because we don't want blood pressure rising. So, but I got to tell you something. The movement of eating the potato chips, I think, also helps with cramps. And I am a huge exercise buff when it comes to eating food and incorporating that into your exercise. So there's definitely some applications for this. But if I hear one more time that this doctor is the best doctor in the whole wide world, okay, I'm really going to pee on myself, okay? 1-877-DOCDALI. We got some very, very troubling news yesterday when it was revealed that the Game of Thrones is going to be coming to an end. There's two more seasons of Game of Thrones, but rather than a season having 13 episodes, they're going to split the episodes into the two seasons such that Game of Thrones is going to only have a seven episode season next season, which is season seven. Whew, those are a lot of S's. Thank God my lisp isn't, you know, here today. And then the following season, season eight, is only going to have six. Oh, usually Game of Thrones has 10 episodes. Some series, like Orange is the New Black, I think have 13 episodes. Who else had 13 episodes? Anyway, but when did seasons and series, right, start cutting back? Right, what happened to where, you know, the show would be all year long except for the summer, and then they'd play reruns, and then from September to all of a sudden now everybody's getting cheap, and the season is just so short. And on top of that, apparently they need to film in the winter a very extensive scenes. Okay, so my guess it isn't the Khaleesi star. My guess is there's going to be a lot of big stuff with Jon Snow because there's going to be a lot of snow. Anyway, so the new season is going to start later. So rather than April, we're probably not going to see our Game of Thrones till May. Now, this is pretty serious stuff because I know, you know, a lot of you guys watch Game of Thrones. And those of you who don't, that are like, why do I have to sit here and listen to this about Game of Thrones? Because one day you will be watching Game of Thrones. You will. It's just one of those series where you're like, you want to know what? You know, TV quality really blows. We're in the year 2025. I really want to see something of substance and something really good. And then you're going to go back and see this. And you're going to get to season 7 like we're about to, going, oh my gosh, it is so good. What's going to happen? I cannot wait. And you're going to be told only 7 episodes. So they better not blow it on lovey-dovey scenes and relationships. And I hate that. I don't understand why they do that. You know, I'll watch shows and there'll always be a slow point in the show. Like even Ted 2. Okay, I mean, Ted 2, that should have been just 2 hours of laughter. And instead, they had to add some lovey-dovey stuff to it. And that's okay, but, and you know, and people always say, well, why do they do that? And the answer we keep getting is, well, they do it for the women viewers. We women don't want to see that crap. We don't want to see lovey-dovey. We want to see action. Where are people getting this? So if the men don't want to see the lovey-dovey relationship scenes, and the women don't want to see the lovey-dovey relationship scenes, then who the hell are you doing the relationship scenes for? Okay? We want to see evil kings, and we want to see battles, and we want to see conniving mamas of the king, and, you know, we want to see dragons, and, you know, we want to see the sexiest star come back because they killed him off. We also want to see the sexiest star shirtless. You know, I mean, this is what we want, people. All right. So anyway, sorry to break that to you. When I went through a withdrawal, because I knew that it was going to be close to a year before Game of Thrones came on, I asked you guys what I should be watching on TV. And some of you said Peaky Blinders. So I just saw my first episode of Peaky Blinder, and it actually wasn't that bad. It was good. I mean, I know with any, you know, series, it takes a while. Breaking Bad, some of you guys are telling me you can't get into Breaking Bad. Give it a little bit, okay? You got to give a lot of these shows at least a season or two. You have to. Same thing with Boardwalk Empire. Give it a little bit. It gets really, really good. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A California mother who agreed to let her kids have a party. This party grew out of control, and she is now sad, stunned, and full of regret after gunmen shot 14 people, mostly teenagers. All right? This is in Bakersfield. The victims included her husband, Jesse Wallace, who was treated and released from the hospital. Alicia Wallace said she and her husband agreed to allow their teen children to have a fairly large party. But after word spread on social media, it surged to 150 people, mostly between 15 and 18 years old. After a fight broke out 1 p.m. Saturday, the parents decided to break it up. Now, why shots started to, you know, why are kids, this blows my mind, why are kids, you know, I mean, coming to these parties with guns? 14 people were hurt, with at least one victim as young as 13. Two are critically injured, but all are expected to survive. Wallace said she was horrified at the sight of the wounded. They brought a girl in. Her leg was just messed up. She was just bleeding everywhere. I don't know what the heck happened. Drugs. But I mean, wow. You know, I got a 16-year-old and a 13-year-old. And I try to control who my kids are friends with, and it just doesn't work out that way. But luckily, you know, they're friends with good, you know, good kids. Who I'm assuming aren't doing drugs or walking around with a weapon. But the easiest thing to do is just, you know, not have the party. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We'll be right back.
Morning Show. Yes, I did have a career in singing. It ended very, very quickly. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have dozens of wrestlers suing WWE over neurological injuries. The World Wrestling Entertainment, Inc. was sued yesterday by dozens of retired wrestlers seeking to hold the company responsible for neurological injuries they claim to have suffered by participating in their wrestling fights and bouts and whatever you call them. They're not called games. It's called a wrestling bout, right? It's like a bout or a fight. Yeah, what about it? I don't know. Their complaint was filed on behalf of wrestlers including Joe Laurinaitis, known as Road Warrior Animal, Jimmy Snuka, known as Superfly, Paul Orndorff, I need my reading glasses, known as Mr. Wonderful, and others, as well as some former referees. It accused the WWE of concealing the risks of head trauma stemming from performing and classifying the plaintiffs as independent contractors rather than employees as a means to evade liability. WWE placed corporate gain over its wrestlers' health, safety, and financial security, choosing to leave the plaintiffs severely injured and with no recourse to treat their damaged minds and bodies. A spokesman for Stamford, Connecticut-based WWE did not immediately respond to the request for comments. So here are the sports that caused the most concussions. Okay, based on concussion events from 2002 to 2015 that involved at least a trip to the emergency room, football, of course, was number one. Basketball came in number two. Soccer, then baseball, snowboarding, horseback riding, and then came wrestling, boxing, and other. That's interesting. I would think wrestling and boxing would be a lot higher than horseback riding, but I guess people, they get thrown off the horse. Skiing, softball, and then other, I guess, sports equipment. I'm sure like a mean badminton. See, where's racquetball? I played racquetball.
I was going to say, I find it kind of strange that horses are so far up there. I worked on a Frisian farm for many years, and never once got hit in the head, never fell off a horse. I've been riding horses for years.
Is it because you slip in the manure, maybe, and you fall back and hit your head?
I mean, that's possible, but I never did. I also have really good balance. And also, when a horse bucks, I've never fallen off. Like, they've tried, and I'm stubborn, and I don't want to fall.
I've always wanted to do that, ride a bucking bronco. That's sexy.
It's not really. Not when it happens. It's more like poop your pants time, because all of a sudden you were just kind of sitting on a relaxed horse. Now the horse is really angry or upset because, well, my experience was bee stings usually. The horse gets stung by a bee and goes running, and you're just kind of stuck for the ride. And I've seen what happens when you fall off, and I don't want to fall off. So maybe it's people falling off, but I personally have never had that exact problem. So I find that kind of strange.
I was kind of surprised by that, too. You know what's even more surprising is, you know, Tom, you're a young guy. And every time you come on, you talk about how you were doing something for years, like you are one of, us old people. And I mean, how many years, unless you did seven things at the same time longitudinally?
A lot of it, like working in the theater, working at the horse ranch.
Dove.
That was early, that was late 90s.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were five.
No. I was more like 14, 15.
Wow.
So, yeah. That was like half a lifetime ago. Half my lifetime ago.
All right, man. It seems like, for a guy your age, you definitely have lived, I mean, you have a lot of miles on you.
Yeah, I try.
That's good, though. That's good.
I'd rather come in at the end, missing an arm and talking about how great of a time I had than, trying to keep everything pristine and as perfect as possible.
Exactly. That's what I told my mom about having sex, and she's like, no. No. She's like, stay with the pristine.
Yeah, that's boring.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that soon. So the CDC is saying more kids than ever before are getting concussions, but now, not because of them horseback riding or football or whatever, it's because of the playground. All right. They say that the playground is one of the biggest, largest, most highest incidence areas for concussions. So they say Let me see here. Oh, there's somebody talking about her kid getting a concussion. Let me see here. All right. Let me see. It was early June. The school was out for summer, and there was a boy, Jonathan. And his fun was unfortunately brought to an abrupt end. Immediately ran over there and started asking him questions. Why? Because he fell off, and it's not saying what he fell off. Oh, the slide. Somebody came up behind him and pushed him down the slide. Ooh, I hate when kids do that. You know what I couldn't stand on the playground? It is, I've talked about this. When you're on the seesaw, there was a they don't do the seesaws anymore. But you're on the seesaw. And this is why I need a sacral wedgie. And you're up high, and all of a sudden Tommy decides to listen to the teacher when he hasn't listened to the teacher all semester long. When the teacher blows the whistle saying time to come in, he brings the seesaw down. He gets his tushy off the seesaw, and you are up there like five stories high, and then you slam to the ground on this metal thing, and you ruin your sacrum. And that happened to me all the time. I can't stand when kids do that. You know, or hurry up, Dolly. I want to go down the slide. I go, well, I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of heights. And then they just push you head first. Oh, man, kids were mean. I got bullied a lot, as you can tell. Anyway, okay, so the mommy, Crystal Brown, watched her son tumble headfirst down a slide, hitting his head along the way. Jonathan told his mom that he felt fine, but after the fall, he was ready to call it a day and headed home. Alarms went off because he never stops mid-play. So he became very tired. The pain became excruciating to the point that he couldn't bear it. So mom said, I knew it immediately. We had to get him to the ER. He was diagnosed with a probable concussion and then was sent to a doctor as a specialist. Now, thank God he didn't have a bleed to the brain. But whenever parents ask me, when do I hit the panic button? I go, you never hit the panic button, but what you do is you want to watch for symptoms that don't seem to be getting better. Now, a concussion pain could last for days, but when in doubt, get the child checked out. So if they have a continued headache, or the headache's worsening, or they seem listless, or they're vomiting, or they seem agitated, or if you just didn't like the way it looked, just get them checked out. Let a medical provider decide if they need a CAT scan and to be evaluated for a bleed in the brain. It's always very, very frightening. I had a concussion. I was sitting there waiting for my mom to pick me up in kindergarten. I was at Oso Elementary in Woodland Hills. And I was sitting there, and somebody pushed me when I was on the railing, and then I fell. I either hit it against the bar below, or I hit it against the sidewalk. And then I woke up with a concussion, and my mom, I remember waking up seeing the nurse. I was in the nurse's office. I remember my mom saying, I'm going to get a whooping, because she told me that I was never supposed to sit, you know, on the railing. And she forgot to give me a whooping that day because we went to Ralph's to go grocery shopping. I was like, oh, thank God she forgot. Ooh, she probably felt bad that she told me she was going to get a whooping. She was mad. Ooh, she was mad at me that I got a concussion. So I never got a concussion again because, you know, I knew better because I didn't want to. I was more afraid of the whooping than I was of the concussion. But I think many of us have experienced, you know, with some of the worst pain ever is when you hit your head on a cupboard in the kitchen. And it's that corner, that sharp corner. And by the way, your scalp will bleed. I mean, any of you that have ever cut your scalp, you bleed and bleed and bleed, and you freak out because you think the blood is coming from the brain. And your scalp, remember, is very, very highly vascularized as a protective mechanism, okay? The scalp does not want bacteria getting into the, you know, brain or near the skull or anything like that. So, you know, you have a very, very heavy flow of blood. Plus, you have a lot of hair on your head. Okay, well, some of us do. And don't worry, if you don't, it's still sexy. And so, you know, you have a lot that needs to be, you know, you have a lot of blood that needs to, you know, be there. So you bleed very easily with the scalp laceration. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Sciatic. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. At the same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.